USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
Medical experts taking the stand Friday in the trial of Derek Chauvin, the former Minneapolis police officer accused of murdering George Floyd. Chief Medical Examiner Dr. Andrew Baker testifying for the prosecution on how Chauvin's action caused an adrenaline spike that led to Floyd's death.
And what that adrenaline is going to do is it's going to ask your heart to beat faster. It's going to ask your body for more oxygen so that you can get through that altercation. And in my opinion, the law enforcement subdual restraint and the neck compression was just more than Mr. Floyd could take by virtue of those heart conditions.
Baker says Floyd's pre-existing medical conditions, including heart disease, played a role in his death, but they were not a direct cause. Congressman Matt Gaetz under more scrutiny, the House Ethics Committee announcing Friday is now investigating the Florida Republican. Following reports, Gaetz is under federal investigation for crimes that include sex trafficking. Gaetz denies all of it, and no charges have been filed. This is USA Radio News.
Could an ancient mystery be determining the events of our time? Could it reveal the secret of our future? Are recent events a warning that we are approaching judgment? How much time do we have left? Author Jonathan Cahn releases the book that reveals what could not be revealed until now. His newest New York Times bestseller, The Harbinger 2, The Return, embark on an epic journey to uncover the mysteries and revelations that are changing the world and will change your life. Available online and wherever fine books are sold.
The MyPillow Premium Pillow Special continues at MyPillow.com. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings. King-size, only $5 more. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Concerns growing over the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Georgia on Friday temporarily shuts down a site where the J&J vaccine is being administered. That's because 8 people who got their shots there got sick. USC Professor of Medicine David Agus on CBS News.
This is, you know, a really potent vaccine. And what we're seeing is some of those potency relating in a very rare side effect that we just have to be aware of.
Georgia now the third state to pause giving out the J&J vaccine due to side effects among some recipients, North Carolina and Colorado, the others. A Supreme Court justice being urged to retire. A liberal advocacy group, Demand Justice, launching an effort Friday to get Justice Stephen Breyer to step down. The group says the 82-year-old's retirement would pave the way for President Biden to nominate a black woman to the high court. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says Biden will leave that decision up to Breyer. A Pentagon police officer arrested for murder. David Hall Dixon arrested Friday for allegedly shooting to death 2 people in Maryland he thought were breaking into a car. Dixon also charged with attempted murder for allegedly shooting at a third person. Dixon off duty at the time. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Two powerful volcanic explosions on a Caribbean island have residents scrambling for safety, Wendy King reports.
A volcano on the southeastern Caribbean island of St. Vincent erupted twice just hours after displaying increased seismic activity and prompting a mass evacuation of residents and visitors. The National Emergency Management Organization, or NEMO, tweeted that the volcano erupted just 4 days shy of the 42nd anniversary of its 1979 explosion. The second eruption was much smaller than the first. The Prime Minister issued an evacuation in the red zone of the volcano La Soufriere. Cruise lines are sending ships to the island to help in the evacuation. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
A national park will limit visitors this summer due to the pandemic. Here's Tim Berg.
Yosemite National Park will now require advance reservations for day visitors during the peak summer season, and the park will limit the number of visitors to allow social distancing amid the pandemic. The number of visitors will range from 50 to 90%, depending on the levels of COVID-19 found in Mariposa County. The day-use reservation system will return May 21st to September 30th. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Baseball history made Friday. Pitcher Joe Musgrove throws the first no-hitter in the history of the San Diego Padres in a 3-0 win over the Rangers in Texas. The Padres were the last team to have never had a no-hitter. This also the first no-hitter of the 2021 season. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.